A mystery odor was discovered coming from Burnsville's wastewater treatment plant last week.
I saw a wastewater treatment plant that was obvious had had some type of toxic material pass through and kill off some of the bacteria in the treatment plant. And I talked to town officials asking that they go through the collection system serving the town of Burnsville and try to identify any harmful toxic material that might be being discharged to the collection system. It took several days, but early this week, they found a very low pH waste stream being discharged by Glen Raven Mills. This waste has been discharged in pretty much the same manner as it was when we arrived for years, so I have no explanation as to why all of a sudden the wastewater treatment plant wanted to react to it. But Glen Raven Mills immediately took steps to change the nature of this wastewater so that it would be less harmful to the town's treatment plant. The wastewater in question is acidic in nature, and so they took steps to start changing the pH of that wastewater. I'm fairly comfortable that it impacted the town's wastewater treatment plant. I could not carry it the next step and say it caused the fish mortality that was observed.
Roy Davis is with the North Carolina Division of Water Quality. Tom Story, Public Works Director for the town of Burnsville, said he disagrees with Davis's statement that Glen Raven was the cause. He said they may have contributed to the problem, but he also believes that someone dumped what he called a slug or a mixture of chemicals into the system. It's not clear if this problem is connected in any way with findings by biologists from U.S. Fish and Wildlife on Thursday of last week. They looked at the Cane River at the Langford Road Bridge. They did not find any living mussels there. They found 8 shells of the endangered Appalachian elk toe mussel, and the air did smell of sewage. On Friday, biologists from the Fish and Wildlife Service and the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission returned to take a closer look at the Cane River at the Whittington Road Bridge. They found 2 relatively fresh dead Appalachian elk toe shells and also recovered 20 dead fish at this site. U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials say they now have major concerns as to what caused the problem and the extent of the damage and how long this problem has been going on. Spokesman Gary Peoples with U.S. Fish and Wildlife said they thought the Cane River was a good place for the Appalachian elk toe mussel, but this may be a significant setback. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.